Hello, my name is Khadija. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
And no, I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
I had the first Moderna shot at the cruise terminal in Mobile, and they told us to come back on February 13th. But I'm not seeing anything about that cruise terminal location on the list. Is that still going to happen for us, the 700 or 1,000 people that got the first Moderna at the cruise terminal and are supposed to go back on February 13th? Are they going to be there to give us the second shot?
Let me take a look and verify that information for you. And do you mind if I place you on
Okay.
a brief hold?
No, that's okay.
Thank you.
So here's somebody at the hotline trying to check on it, finally.
Thank you for holding.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was taking a look over some information. Now, The Mobile County Health Department is providing the vaccines, and they are only taking walk-ins if you are coming for your second dose. So,
and that's what I am, the second dose, but they told us that day to go to the cruise terminal. Are they going to do it there on the 13th? Or do you have to go to the building of the health service?
No, you can go to the Mobile County Health Department, and I can provide you with their telephone number and the address. And they are accepting walk-ins on February the 13th from 8 a.m. up until 8 p.m.
Okay. Okay, now, what is their telephone number and address?
Okay, the telephone number is 251 410 62 43.
Okay.
Now the address is 201 South Water Street.
Okay.
And that is in Mobile, Alabama. That zip code is 36602.
Okay. That actually sounds like the cruise terminal. So I'll look up the cruise terminal. If that's the right address for it, then it'll be at the same place. And it's just to walk in for the second Moderna shot, right?
Yes, it's only the second dose for those who were vaccinated at the cruise terminal. And that will be on February the 13th from 8 a.m. up until 8 p.m.
Okay. Thank you very much. I tried to call the Alabama Department of Health, the local telephone number, and I called the news station. I called everything I could until I got to you, and you're the only one. So nobody could get their first shot unless some people don't show up, I guess, and then somebody could get the leftovers probably.
Now, they are only doing the first doses. Those are first come, first serve, and those are at the North Mobile Health Center. And that will be drive-through,
okay.
First come, first serve.
And do you have an address for that? Because my husband needs his first one now.
Okay. Well, he can go to the drive-through. And let me see what they are doing those. Give me one moment before I give you the address.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's supposed to be just a second one. But she says they're doing drive-through at North Mobile Health Center. And she's going to...
Yeah, that's one. I think that's not funny.
Huh. But North Mobile, it wouldn't sound like, yeah. Oops.
Okay, now, unfortunately, those dates have passed. For the first come, first serve, for the first dose, the last date was on February the 6th at the North Mobile Health Center. Now, what he can do is schedule an appointment to receive the vaccine, and I can provide you with the COVID hotline to set up an appointment.
He thinks he already did that. He filled out something where they're supposed to notify him when he could do it.
Okay.
That's probably the same thing, right?
Yes. Well, they will pre-register him. So once an appointment is available, he will be notified. Now, keep in mind, you can go to any county that you want to receive the vaccine if you are willing to travel.
So if he sees the schedule, like the one that's at Mount Vernon, then he could go there and walk in.
And where was that located? I'm sorry.
Mount Vernon, Alabama. I mean, he wouldn't be able to get to it today, but if he sees something like that, he could go there if they say it's a walk-in clinic.
Now, I see that they are doing the walk-ins, but it's only for the second dose. But if they do give him the option, then he can go there.
Okay. Well, we should just watch what the news schedule says about the locations and then hope that they'll call him based on his asking.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.